Hey everybody, this is Jeff from the Icebox Radio Theater, welcoming you to Season 1, Episode 6 of this brand new series of ours, Radio Icebox. And I just want to say thank you to everyone that has liked us on Facebook and is following us on Spreaker now. Growth in both of those categories has been far more than I originally thought possible. Thank you so very much. And I just do want to mention at the beginning of the podcast here that we're going to be looking for some fundraising options in the next 2 or 3 months, heading into the new year. Our fiscal year here at the Icebox Radio Theater finishes up in January, and we're looking for ways that in 2016 we can focus more on producing great radio drama, producing Radio Icebox as well as the plays that go between, funny comedy, scary horror, all the rest of it. That's what we'd like to focus on, but in order to do that, we still got to pay the bills. So would you consider going to iceboxradio.org and clicking on the Join Us link? There's information there about memberships where you can get cool merchandise along with a say in how we run things at the theater. Or, and this is something we're very interested in, if you're interested in doing a monthly donation, that's probably the most advantageous thing for us. If we could know how much money we have to spend each and every month, that would be simply awesome. And again, if you're in the United States, we are a nonprofit organization, which means memberships and donations to the IBRT and to Radio Icebox are tax deductible. Again, that's iceboxradio.org. Just look for the Join Us link at the top of the page. And now, on with the show.
Following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
That's The Big Tones with Pink Garbage here on Radio Icebox. Well, that about does it for Rideau's Redux today, your source for all the latest and ridiculous-sounding production music. Come back tomorrow at 3 p.m. for another dose. And as always, complaints are to be sent to Cody's Awful Show here at the Opera House. Stay tuned next for Poetry Hour, featuring An Ode to Stools by Wilbur Bottlerocket.
Hey, good show.
You listen?
Always do. 3 o'clock is a great time for coffee break, and there's something, I don't know, so relaxing about production music.
There is. There really is.
It's so unpretentious.
So bland.
It's like a marshmallow sandwich on white bread.
Or sitting around the kitchen table when the hum of the refrigerator is just the right frequency.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yep.
That Jennifer's disturbing, isn't she?
JJ, you can't say those things.
Why not?
How would you like it if people went around talking about you and how weird you are?
You and Abby talk about that all the time. To my face.
And you don't like it, do you?
It's beside the point. I'm not a threat to the station.
Are you saying Jennifer is? She's the opposite of a threat. Everything was falling apart, and she fixed it.
As if by magic.
She's just a good engineer.
No, you're a good engineer. She's an FCC spy.
We settled that. The FCC doesn't need spies.
Well, then she's spying for somebody else.
Boss...
Straight up, Cody, was what she did, you know, normal?
Nothing about the situation was normal.
Exactly. We had ghosts infesting the building and a gypsy woman who apparently can travel between dimensions, and Jennifer knew how to fix it all, didn't she?
What's your point?
In my experience, the one who can fix a problem that quick is probably the cause of it.
You mean, in your experience as a high school teacher?
Of course.
Look, I'll level with you.
Okay.
I don't know what the deal is with Jennifer. I had my suspicions. As a matter of fact, I was the first person to have suspicions.
Point taken.
Thank you. But I just don't think she means us harm. That's all. I don't know who she really is and why she's here, but I figure we owe her something after what she did.
I'd still like to figure out what she did. And to that end, I have a plan.
Yes?
You might be slightly compromised in regard to Jennifer, right?
Okay, fine. I might be slightly compromised.
Okay, then.
Slightly.
Now
just a bit.
Cody.
Okay, fine.
So I was thinking we should bring in an expert to take a look at the equipment, see if we can figure out what she did.
But I am the expert.
You are one of the experts.
No, I pretty much built this setup from top to bottom. There's only... Oh, no.
I called the only other person who knows more about Radio Icebox than you, the man who built the station.
You called Grandpa.
And he was happy to hear from me, too. Seems his grandson never calls him anymore.
JJ, you've never actually met my grandfather, have you?
Just on the phone, so I guess no.
Cause, there's some things you should know.
Like what?
All right. You must be JJ. You must be Major Rideau. It's a real pleasure to meet you.
No time. Put this on.
Okay.
You too, Cody.
Hello, Grandpa. Did you bring one in my size this time?
Are these tinfoil hats?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. They're helmets. Get it down around your ears.
I don't understand.
Gamma rays. They bombard your brain with gamma rays.
And the tinfoil hat will protect me?
Helmet! And of course not. The foil is just for camouflage. But it increases your cognitive thinking by 0.15%. Plus, they look damn stylish. Cody, you get the lightning rod out of storage. I'll bring the runes and the defibrillator. By my watch, we've got 20 minutes before Mars aligns with Odin. Chop, chop!
So, that's Grandpa?
That's Grandpa.
Has he,
always been like that? No. Just since the alien abduction in 76.
He was abducted by aliens?
No, he actually did the abducting. Claims it changed him forever. To see that little guy tied to a chair? It's gonna be fine, JJ. Just go with the flow and Grandpa will figure it all out.
That's good to hear. What did I want him to do again?
Figure out what Jennifer did to the equipment.
Oh, you think he can?
Probably. He'll just have to get naked to do it. He just thinks better that way.
Here now are some area events for the Icebox community. Volunteers able to help out with the annual Skating Rink Maintenance Day are asked to come down to Riverside Park this Saturday at 10 a.m. There's a lot to do before the boards and the warming shack can be declared ready for ice to come this winter, and organizer Arnie Blue Line Bison reminds everyone to bring tools and hardware to this annual community event. Witches, wizards, and similarly inclined folks are asked to stay away from this year's cleanup, as Arnie prefers to wait for natural ice to a skating surface that just happens to appear in the presence of, quote, certain people, unquote. Elsa costumes from the movie Frozen are acceptable, but again, no magic ice, please. The Bone Throwers, Icebox's amateur astronomy club, will be holding their annual moon calling event this Monday evening at Alien Beach, starting at 11 p.m. All are invited to come howl at the moon in an attempt to bring it closer to Earth. Admission is just $2 or 3 cans of food. This year, Gus promises his instruments will be correctly calibrated on one of the laser-ranging retroreflectors on the lunar surface, ensuring an accurate account of what noises draw the moon closer and how close it's actually getting. Gus has high hopes that 2004's record of 1.34 meters closer can be bested.
You wanted me?
What?
You asked me to come into your office, JJ?
Right, I did. Not the other thing.
What other thing?
The other thing that your sentence could mean.
Wait, are you flirting?
You know, if the person you're flirting with has to ask, the answer is probably no.
Obviously.
Right. But actually, I called you in here about Barb.
No.
No what?
No, I cannot keep her out of the building for you. That was kind of an impossible job to begin with.
No, it's not that. I'm wondering, does she always direct her own scripts?
I think so. Why?
Well, I'm thinking of asking her to direct the next show, but it's somebody else's script.
She might. I think bossing people around is her favorite part of the job.
Good, because I really like the script you put on my desk yesterday.
Which one is that?
It's the new Scoop Sisters.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've done one of those. And I know they've always been very popular.
So you think it's a good idea?
Of course.
And you think Barb will want to direct?
What? Are you insane?
What? What's wrong?
You can't have Barb direct a Scoop Sisters episode.
Why not?
Oh my God, you don't know, do you?
Don't know about what? What are you talking about?
Well, I suppose it would still be okay as long as you keep them apart somehow.
Who?
Never mind. It's probably best at this point if you hide in your office and lock the door. Did you tell anybody else about this awful idea?
What awful idea?
The idea to have Barb and Melanie work together on a play.
Who is Melanie?
Melanie Sarin, the author of the Scoop Sisters stories. Her name is right there on the cover page.
Well, why are you yelling then?
I don't know. I thought you knew.
I'm yelling because you're yelling.
Okay. Okay. We'll stop yelling.
Okay.
It's just as well we keep a cool head. We'll need to get our story straight for when the police come.
Yeah, you called the police?
No, but they'll be here soon to investigate the murder.
What murder?
The murder that's inevitable when you put Barb and Melanie Sarin in the same room together. They've been feuding for years over airtime, actors, and scripts, you name it.
Why didn't you tell me about this?
Your strict don't talk to me about Barb policy?
Oh, right.
The last time they were in the studio together, it caused $200 worth of damage. When the cops finally arrived, they found Barb trying to strangle Melanie with a mic cable and Melanie pounding Barb's head with a music stand.
Oh, my word.
We still have that music stand. It's the one that leans a little to the left.
Why is nothing ever simple around here?
No, it'll be fine. We just have to work this out. I'll go lock the front door. You hide in here.
Too late.
What do you mean, too late?
They're in the conference room.
You mean they're in the room right next door?
Uh-huh.
But it's silent in there. I haven't heard a sound in the last 5 minutes.
Uh-huh. They're both dead, aren't they?
Only time will tell.
Will there be blood? Should I get a bucket or something?
No, that's destroying evidence. We want the police to have a pristine crime scene.
Why?
So they'll clearly see this was all your idea and I'm innocent.
Et tu, Abby?
I wouldn't bring up assassination references if I were you. It's bad karma. Well?
Well, what?
Aren't you going to open the door?
Oh. Okay. Here goes.
Well, I hope you two are proud of yourselves.
Indeed.
Melanie?
Hello, Abby. Nice to see you again.
You heard us?
Of course we heard you. We're right next door.
And I can't believe you would say such things.
Nor I.
Barb and I have had our differences in the past.
Minor differences.
Yes, minor ones. But that's only because we're passionate about our work.
Two artists pursuing the dramatic ideal.
Exactly.
Suggesting that we would do each other harm.
Preposterous.
Yes.
And you, Abby. Trying to dissuade this nice young man from having Barb direct one of my scripts? You should be ashamed.
So you would be okay with Barb directing one of your scripts?
Of course.
And for my part, I would be honored.
It's nothing at all.
Oh, no, dear. This is wonderful work. It would be delightful to bring it to the airwaves.
I'm glad you think so.
We'll just have to make a few changes, of course.
What?
Changes. Alterations. Well, just a little tightening, that's all.
Tightening?
Yes. It's all part of the creative process.
I see. And what exactly do you want to tighten about the latest Scoop Sisters mystery?
Well, for one, do we really need the character of Melody?
That's my character.
Well, yes, but all she really does is sigh a lot and try and stop Jasmine from being interesting. What if we just got rid of Melody? Send her on vacation or something.
She's the one that solves the mystery?
Oh, shouldn't the police be doing that? I mean, really, all these mystery stories where some amateur sleuth outwits the authorities. Oh, it's unrealistic.
Well, of course, you must be right.
Oh, why, thank you, dear.
I mean, no one can possibly know more about realism than the woman who took 12 angry men and turned it into a cacophonistic farce of belch noises.
That was a brave, artistic choice.
It was a shambles. If you'd set it as a musical, the main theme would have been Beans, Beans, the musical fruit.
I wanted to add tension. All those men trapped in that tiny jury room, probably eating a lot of greasy food.
You are a hack.
What?
Ladies, please.
I refuse to work with this woman.
Oh, no, you're not getting out of here that easily. Take it back.
And if I don't?
I have means of persuasion.
Well, as long as they don't involve listening to your plays, I'll be fine.
Sometimes I just want to wrap something around that scrawny little neck of yours.
You don't have the guts. Where's that music stand? Mama needs a workout.
Please, ladies, if we could all just calm down.
Illiterate pencil pusher.
Tone deaf ignoramus.
That's it. This has been coming for a long time.
Oh, bring it on, Grandma.
How do we stop them?
I don't know. You started it.
Shock. We need something to shock them out of this.
Do you want me to get the cattle prod?
No, we said, wait, we have one of those?
I am going to clean your clock, Missy.
Ha! I'll give you the first shot. Hit me right here.
Oh, with pleasure, you scrawny, ridiculous little...
Oh, excuse me. I thought this room was empty.
Was that Major Rideau?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Why was he naked?
He thinks better that way.
Oh, my. Indeed.
I was standing by my window on one cold and cloudy day when I saw that hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Well, I told that undertaker, please drive slow, for this body you are hauling, Lord, I hate to see it go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I will follow close behind her, try to hold on and be brave, but I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in her grave. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I went home, Lord, home was lonesome. Missed my mother, she was gone. All my brothers, sisters crying, what a home so sad and alone. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Ah, 2 minutes and a cup of Joe, that's all I ask.
What are you going to do?
I should have asked nicer.
It's intolerable.
I agree. I couldn't have 5 minutes to enjoy a cup of coffee in the middle of the day.
I won't have it. I refuse to sit by and be insulted this way. You have to stop that person, James.
You mean Melanie?
Well, of course. She's a cancerous mole on the left buttock of radio.
You know, that's pretty good. Maybe you should write that down.
Are you trying to be funny?
I am trying to have 5 minutes of peace before the news.
News? Well, I'll give you news. How about murder?
Could you do it outside in the parking lot? Cody, Abby, and I can't decide who the janitor is, and I hate cleaning up blood.
You've cleaned up blood before?
Yeah, I used to work at the roller rink.
Well, I make no promises. I will defend this theater with my life, or preferably with hers.
Oh, come on, it's not that bad.
It's every bit as bad as that, and worse.
Barb, you two are having artistic differences, that is all. Don't pretend the station is in danger.
But it is.
From a bad script? And I'm not saying hers is bad, by the way.
Neither am I.
Wait, what?
Oh, her script is fine. It needs some polishing, but it's a perfectly serviceable whodunit if you'd like that sort of thing.
Then what is this all about?
James, listen to me. That woman means us harm. Grave harm.
Okay, but the script is fine, right?
Oh, I'm talking about the destruction of the lives of everyone employed at Radio Icebox.
Wait. You're saying Melanie is going to murder us?
Well, I can't be sure, but it looks that way.
And what gave you this bright idea?
I can't tell you. I'm still gathering evidence.
Why would she do such a thing? Why would anyone?
For control, of course. She'll take over the station. Nothing but Scoop Sisters, 24 hours a day.
Barb, the only person around here crazy enough to murder for airtime is you. And I say that as a compliment.
Oh, thank you.
So please, could you tone down the rhetoric a bit and simply direct her play? I would consider it a personal favor.
Well...
we're all really swamped right now, and I just can't direct the next one. So, unless you'd like Melanie to direct it herself...
That won't be necessary. I'll do it. For the good of the station and the broadcast arts in our community.
That's very big of you.
I know. But one thing bothers me.
Just one thing?
What about the threat she poses? Shouldn't we take action on that?
Tell you what, it'll be a massive inconvenience.
Yes.
But if you direct this one play for me, Barbara, I will provide security for you.
Even during rehearsals?
Cody can take care of that. He'll be there every step of the way.
But Cody is in the play.
Is he? Well, two birds then.
Well, I suppose you're right. Well, you are the program director after all.
Thank you, Barb. Hearing that from you, it really means a lot.
JJ. Oh, you're both here.
Oh, Melanie, I've been meaning to talk to you. Barb would like to direct your play.
Fine, whatever.
What?
It's fine. I know we've had our little fights, but deep down I know she's a good director. Now, I have some news. You are all invited to my home for Thanksgiving dinner. I won't hear a word of argument. It's going to be a scrumptious feast. And all you have to bring is yourselves.
Thanksgiving?
Yes. Cody and Abby and Dave have already said yes, and I know the two of you have no family in town, so please... honor me with your presence. Dinner's at 2. See you there.
Well.
Yeah, that was awful nice of her.
That was a masterstroke. A Machiavellian triumph.
Huh?
Oh, don't you see, James? She means to kill us all at Thanksgiving dinner. Hers is a turkey of death.
News headlines now from Radio Icebox. Here's what's going on in your rural tonight. Roger Mason of Creek Avenue has filed suit in county court in what is now his fourth attempt to sue the Mason Jar Company of Sandusky, Ohio, for illegal use of his name. Though Mason brand jars had been a staple in grandmotherly kitchens all over the country for several decades, Icebox's most enthusiastic litigator is confident that this time he can be successful in his ongoing attempt to get money from the glass manufacturing company. "They can't ignore me forever," Mason said in a recent interview. "You wait, I'll bring Big Jar to its knees yet." Mason says he has no plans for the $10 million suit, should he be successful, though he hinted he may use the funds to launch an even larger suit against the United States Air Force for their unauthorized use of his first name, Roger, as a code word for "I understand." The Icebox PD would like to ask all citizens to refrain from calling in complaints involving misbehavior, such as soaping windows, perpetrated by local shrubs and bushes. During several recent altercations, citizens demanded that the IPD do something about apparent juvenile pranks perpetrated by area vegetation, but the police repeat in the sternest of tones that they have no jurisdiction over plant life. They suggest town residents with vegetation-related complaints contact Roy down at Animal Control or the county's Master Gardener program. Well, it's 8 o'clock here in Icebox, Minnesota. And, of course, you know what that theme means. That means it's time for Radio Icebox Playhouse here on our station. And we remind you again, if you're tuning in, please turn on your porch light so Cody can pop up on the roof and count the number of families listening. It's something we really like to know. And now a seasonal offering. The moon is high over Big Space Rock Lake. So it's time now for part one of Wolf House on Radio Icebox Playhouse.
It's a bad day is all. You people should have arranged this last winter. Storm's coming up, and this is one part of the lake you don't want to get caught on in the weather.
I assure you we will do everything we can.
Still don't understand why you couldn't have your meeting indoors, on land.
Gith, you complain too much.
Just about there. Honeywell, hop up on the dock and tie us off, would you?
Oh, you do it. It's what you paid for.
Well, then take the motor.
Look, I just want to get this over with.
Would somebody please assist the ranger? I dislike boats and want ashore as soon as possible.
I'm cramping up from the trip over, and I don't much like the idea of landing in the lake.
Oh, for pity's sake, I'll do it.
Miss, I appreciate it, but have you ever...
I grew up in Sioux Narrows. I think I can tie off a boat. The line?
Yeah, here you go. You could have told me she was a local. Made a fool of myself.
You're married, remember?
That's got nothing to do with it.
Okay. Should I help you get out of the boat, Mr. Honeywell, or can you manage?
You're testing my diplomatic limits, Your Majesty.
As you are mine, Mr. President.
Ottawa thinks they can send some little birdie in to settle this. I got another thing coming.
Ladies, gentlemen, please. We must remain focused on the task at hand. There is too much at stake for this bickering.
Can I remind you that you're here purely as a courtesy? The Borderline Historical Society has no legal say in this case.
Borderland Historical Society, and we most certainly do have a say. Otherwise, your superiors wouldn't have allowed me to come along. All I'm saying at the moment is please remain focused.
Oh, I'm focused. I know exactly what we're here to do.
And what's that, in your opinion?
We're here to tear down a haunted house.
In the far, far north, a lake called Rainy forms the international border between Canada and the United States. In times past, it was a smuggler's paradise with hundreds of tiny islands, coves, portages, and streams. On one island sits a massive house in a terrible state of repair. On a splintered, weather-beaten dock jutting out into the lake from a granite outcropping, four souls extract themselves from their tiny boat, which is already beginning to rock violently as the black waters of Rainy buck and roll in a precursor to a coming storm. Four souls. Two federal bureaucrats, a historian, and a park ranger stand on the dock, reluctant to begin moving toward the house.
How long do you think you'll be?
Oh, no idea. We've been talking over this thing for 50 years.
The architecture's stunning.
It's horrible.
No!
Can't see us getting back before dark. Can you take us back, then?
Not if this storm comes up like I think it might. Why the hell did you plan a meeting for 3 o'clock anyway?
Ask him.
What are you talking about?
You. It took me a dozen emails just to get him to respond, and another 5 before we could arrive on a date. Don't ask me why he wanted 3 o'clock on a Friday.
You agreed to it, didn't you?
What choice did I have? I want this thing settled. What?
Did you hear that, Gif? Settled.
There's a joke in there?
Yes, Miss McDonald, there is. See that house?
Well, it's kind of hard to miss, considering it takes up the whole island.
Well, good, because the other thing that's hard to miss is that this is the biggest boondoggle our two fine countries have ever dealt with. An abandoned monstrosity.
See here.
Monstrosity sitting on an island which just happens to straddle the U.S.-Canada line. I don't care if it was 1890, the thing never should have been built.
1893. And you know as well as I do, Mr. Honeywell, that border enforcement was rather lax in those days, and it should be preserved. Why, Talion's International Hotel...
Here it comes.
Talion's International Hotel sits on the boundaries between Fort Covington, New York, and Dundee, Quebec. The international line runs right through the dining room. I have been there and seen it myself. Now, if our two countries can establish an accord over that, I see no reason why we can't establish a similar accord for this.
Talion's Hotel's been in business for 170 years. It's a damn tourist attraction. That thing up there hasn't been occupied for decades. It is falling down into the lake. Let's be clear, Ms. Markham. We're not here to preserve this house. We're here to decide who pays to get rid of it.
I'm getting cold.
That's the way it is.
Come on, I'll unlock the door for you.
You have to understand exactly how much money
they're going to go on like that, aren't they?
No idea. I haven't had to deal with Miss Markham much.
You're lucky. Saving this house is her pet crusade. My grandma's in the Historical Society. She said no one else really cares about it.
Oh, you're local?
More or less. Grew up partway in the cities, but I came back here as soon as I could. Sioux Narrows, huh?
Partway. Dad still lives there. Mostly I grew up in Toronto.
Pretty good with a boat back there for a city girl.
Well, there's no reason to be insulting.
Look out! Are you all right?
Yes. What was that?
Looks like a piece of the roof broke loose. Thing must weigh 50 pounds.
Well, I'm awake now anyway. God, that was close.
Yeah, we should move it. Oh, you ask me. I think you lot are doing this just in time. House has fallen down on top of us.
I'm not so sure.
What do you mean?
Look at that thing. That's not a piece of the roof. It's a log. There's still some green branches attached. How did a log get up there?
Well, some of these pines are taller than the house. Storm breaks a branch. Branch lands on the roof. Decays over the years, you know.
Mighty big for a branch.
Yeah, well, you know. Come on, let's get inside.
Wow.
Never been before?
No, you?
Once. We got reports of a fire, had to check it out at night. Got out of here in a big hurry.
This place was a home? A hotel? What?
There's some debate about that. That's why our historian came along.
Look at this. It's like a check-in desk.
So, hotel.
No, this frame was designed to hold sliding glass windows. It looks like the kind of setup they'd have in a hospital.
A sanitarium.
Oh, you startled me.
It was a sanitarium.
We were not supposed to break the seal on that door without both governments present.
Relax, Dave. I'm Park Service, remember? We had to get inside. Falling logs.
What?
So it was a mental institution?
Oh, certainly not. In the 1920s, the word sanitarium was used to describe many different kinds of establishments, most providing rest and relaxation for people who were all perfectly sane.
I think we call it rehab now.
Mr. Honeywell, you are trying my patience.
Well, then we should get this over with, shouldn't we? Ms. McDonald.
Marie, please.
Fine, Marie. Do you see anything of particular historic, environmental, or cultural value about this structure?
At first glance, no, but I
think... So given the fact that this structure has been in the elements for a couple of decades now, with no heat, probably a few holes in the roof, it's fair to assume that it should be condemned.
Now that is completely...
It also violates current building codes, which allow for an easement of at least 50 feet between any structure and the lake shore.
You know, it is well understood that older structures are grandfathered in...
So for the good of the environment and the good of our two countries, it's obvious that this structure should be torn down in an environmentally responsible manner.
Meaning what?
He means work crews taking this place apart board by board, loading it onto barges and carrying it away.
Sounds expensive.
You got no idea, Giff. Don't even get me started on the asbestos.
Mr. Honeywell, this is completely ridiculous.
No, Miss Markham, it's what was decided 10 years ago. Only real question is who's going to pay for it.
Does U.S. Border Patrol have the funding?
What do you think?
Well, the Ministry of the Interior doesn't have it either.
Yeah, I know. Got a friend at Canadian Border Services who told me you've been trying to pawn this off on them for a month.
What? How did you...
Relax, Sioux Narrows. Small town, remember?
So is that it? We took this trip for that.
What's your hurry? We have all afternoon.
My hurry is there's a storm blowing in. We got us a 15-foot craft with a single outboard, and I'm not going on the lake when the swells get past a foot, and it's close to that now.
Oh, then I guess we have to settle in.
Dave, you gotta be kidding.
What, you scared there, Giff? Don't want to spend a night in a haunted house?
This storm won't blow over until after dark, and I'm not going back on the lake until light. If we don't leave in the next few minutes, we're here for the night.
Well, what's wrong with that?
You must be joking.
No, I'm not.
Why the hell would
I got orders from the director. House cleaning time in D.C., right? They want all those little loose ends like the haunted mansion here wrapped up before midterm elections. Prove the guy in the White House is doing a better job than the last guy.
So you strand us here?
Hey, the weather stranded us here, Giff. I got nothing to do with that.
So you arranged to be cooped up and uncomfortable with someone from the ministry? Let me guess, I'm supposed to be so afraid that I'll give you your way? I'm to write you a check so I can run home and jump under the covers?
You know as well as I do that if it were up to phones and emails, this thing would never get settled. This way, we have motivation.
Dave, you're a son of a bitch.
Thank you.
And you're going to come with me and help me drag the boat up on the dock so it doesn't end up in Hudson Bay tomorrow morning.
Oh, it'll be fine.
No, it won't. Come on, Dave, let me hand with this. It'll help your master plan.
Fine. We'll be right back, ladies. We're just getting started.
Did you know about this?
Oh, of course not. I have to say, I am a little excited.
Why?
Well, the chance to spend extended time in this house, investigate its history. Oh, why, it's thrilling.
Honeywell is right about one thing. We do intend to tear this place down.
Oh, yes, yes, I know. It's always darkest before the dawn. But what you didn't count on is giving me the time to build my case. I shall not sleep tonight. I'll find evidence that your every claim against this house is inconsequential.
Accomplishing what?
Well, saving it, of course. You just can't tear something down because it's inconvenient. Not something so historic. You'll have to have reasons. And your first reason from Mr. Honeywell is that it should be condemned, meaning it's structurally unsound. Huh. Well, we'll just see about that.
Where are you going?
To start at the beginning, the foundation. Some accounts of the Historical Society tell of a basement cut right into solid granite. Can you imagine? Oh, I must investigate. I'm off to find the cellar.
Do you think it's a good idea to split up like that?
Miss MacDonald, we've already split up.
Unbelievable. You think the parks could afford fiberglass?
Yeah, look, we have an aluminum boat. Anything lighter would be flying over the trees in this.
Ah, hell, I've been out fishing in worse than this.
Did you find something?
Oh, not really. There were some admission records back there behind the desk. Book starts in 1924.
Where's our resident nag? That'd be right up her alley.
She's checking the foundations, if you can believe that. Convinced she can build a case to save this house.
Seems like her best bet would be finding whoever owns it.
The deed ties the place to a family named Stone. None of them left in the area. None of them had anything to do with this house for the past 30 years. That means it's pretty much squatter's territory, but who's going to come squat on this island?
No bank owns the note, so its ownership is up in the air.
That's what I just said.
And even if you wanted to buy it, it's still sitting on an international border.
I don't suppose you'd agree to split the demolition cost 50-50 and be done with it, would you?
Then what would we do with our evening gift? Roast marshmallows?
Well, this fireplace flue looks okay, if the breeze coming down is any indication. Some wood left here.
Roast marshmallows.
Start a fire. When Mrs. Markham gets back from the cellar, she's going to want one.
Amazing. Amazing. There's not even cement. The stone was cut to match the beams. Oh, just an old house settling. Now, don't you worry. It'll be fine. Nothing will happen to you. Not while I'm around to protect you. What? Oh, just a door with hinges have rusted right through. Oh, that's why it fell. What? Hello? Hello there? Are you all right? Just the wind or the rain. The important thing is this foundation is solid.
Hello?
Can't you speak?
Hi.
Well, we thought we were the only ones in this house. How long have you been here?
Sie wurde schon schlafstock.
What?
Wurde, ist gefährlich hier.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Kommen Sie, mein Papa hat einen sicheren Ort.
I don't understand.
Komm.
Please, you're hurting me.
Komm.
I'm going as fast as I can. What is that? Do you speak English?
Come.
I can't see. In here?
Come.
Got it. Got it. There. All right, Your Majesty.
Two couches. Well done. I didn't think there'd be two sticks left in this place.
You gotta have us a place to sleep. I took the liberty of bringing along some food.
Wow, you planned ahead, I see.
Of course. Cheese, crackers, a little beef jerky.
I'm a vegan.
Of course you are. Have the cheese.
Oh, you really had this all set up, didn't you?
Where's Giff?
And the ranger's having a look around. And don't change the subject. You wanted the chance to talk, so let's talk.
Okay.
We're not going to stand for this manipulation. You know what happens in Ottawa when I even suggest that the Americans are trying to bully us?
I got a pretty good idea, yeah.
You practically kidnap me and strand me on this little island for the night so we can follow your apparently secret agenda. It's manipulative and underhanded. This is not going to fly, Honeywell.
Dave, please. And stop and think about this for a second. This house is falling down. When it goes, it's probably going to end up in the lake. Plaster, steel, glass, probably a ton or two of asbestos. All that junk mixing with the fish and anything that drinks the water, people included. You're telling me you're vegetarian and you don't care a little bit about the environment?
Vegan. And I've been thinking, maybe Ms. Markham is right.
Oh, no.
No, maybe she is. The house has sat here for 90 years, right? It hasn't fallen in yet. If the foundation is strong, maybe it never will.
Where is she, anyway?
Excellent question.
Did you find the cellars?
Yep, no sign of her. I was hoping I'd find her back here.
No structure can last forever.
No, but some can last a long time. This one has done okay.
Why did I just know it was going to be like this?
Folks.
Just because someone lit a fire under you doesn't mean tearing this place down is the right thing to do.
Oh, so you're on the nag side now.
A minute, please.
No, I'm just suggesting that there's more to investigate here. And the Historical Society is more than happy to do it. We should take advantage of that.
Old Dan Howardchuck was all for tearing this place down.
Yeah, Dan Howardchuck does not work at the ministry anymore.
Yeah, but he did for 40 years, and you all pretty much gone to hell since he left.
Guys! I think we have a problem.
What is it?
I think Mrs. Markham's wandered off.
What do you mean, wandered off?
Well, she said she was going down to the cellars. She's not there.
Well, you looked all over down there?
Yes, while calling her name the whole time. If she's down there, she's not answering.
So she wandered someplace else. Marie said she was in heaven getting to spend time in this place. She's probably upstairs.
Okay, let's go find her.
Just got the fire started.
Dave, for God's sake.
It's nearly 5. Say we sit down, break out a little food, a little drink. Bet she comes and finds us before you know it.
Have you been upstairs?
Just went to the top of the landing and called her name.
Well, I'll start at the top and work down. You start in the cellars and work up.
I'll hold down the fort here.
Seriously?
Hey, Giff, you said yourself. She's going to want a fire when she gets back. Can't let it go out, can we?
The United States government to serve and protect.
You're thinking of Adam 12.
We should probably have communication. How's your cell?
Drifting between one bar and none.
Mine too. Well, keep it on, just in case.
Left mine at the office. Annoyances, those things.
Thanks, Dave. You're always a big help.
Yes, Ranger?
It's Giff, please.
I'll try and remember. What is it?
Honestly, I just saw I had 2 bars and thought I'd check in.
Are you in the cellar?
No signal down there at all. I'm in the kitchen. Where are you?
Well, I climbed up to the 3rd floor and found another staircase.
The attic?
I guess, but I think it's a finished attic. These stairs look pretty well used and there's handrails.
Be careful. You don't want to...
Oh, my.
What? What is it?
I'll say it's a finished attic. It's an office gift. There's windows on 4 sides. If we had a decent day, the view would be incredible. This must have belonged to somebody important.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oak desk, leather chair, and it's untouched. The rest of the house looks emptied, but there's still papers on the desk up here.
Well, be careful there.
Giff. Yeah, dropped. Subject 14, stage 3 remission. Rehab? Honeywell was right. That must have been what they were doing up here. Cassette recorder. Not exactly from the 20s. Okay. No power, so it hasn't been used recently. What are the chances I can find some double A's? Fresh pack. Well, Honeywell, here's something you didn't bother telling us about. Vacant for 30 years, huh? From the looks of the dust, this place could have been clean a month ago.
Dreams are like that sometimes. It doesn't mean anything. I know. How's your Vok therapy going? Good. It is good that the sun has come out, yeah? Work outside?
It's a therapy session.
You have been complaining of headaches, Corey, but the nurses tell me you haven't been taking your meds. Corey?
No. They make me sleepy.
We must take our meds, Corey. You do want to be well, yes?
The moon will be beautiful tonight.
No, no, no. We mustn't think of that.
Damn it, Honeywell. What else has that SOB been keeping from us?
Vegan. Why does it have to be something different every couple of years? Oh, there we are. Great house search is finished. Well, come on. Gif? What the hell's her... Marie? Well, I can't remember the nag's name. Oh, what was that? Gif? Gif, are you there?
What? Oh, one bar, anyway.
Hi, this is Gifford George. I'm away from the phone right now, but if you leave a message...
That sounded like Honeywell. Or maybe the wind, maybe. Honeywell? Honeywell!
Oh,
yeah, I thought
so. Thank God you're here.
What's wrong with you?
Back in the...
You're going to give yourself a heart attack, Honeywell.
Fireplace.
There's a fire.
No, I saw it.
Well, I would hope you saw it. You planted yourself in front of it quick enough while the rest of us did something. And what I found, Honeywell, you have a lot of explaining to do.
It's back there.
What's back there?
I don't know. It was some kind of animal. Something got into the house.
What, a bear?
What?
Was it a bear?
No. At least I don't think it was.
Well, what did it look like?
It was... Well, I only saw it in the firelight. It was on two legs.
Like a bear?
No, at least... Look, there's a door off that main room. Whatever this was kind of peeked around the door and stared at me for a second, and then it pushed the door open, and that's when I saw it good.
Well,
it
probably smelled that beef jerky you had. We shouldn't be surprised a bear got into this house. There's plenty of broken windows.
I don't think it was a bear.
Well, what do you think it was, then? Honeywell?
I don't know what it was. We have to get out of here.
What?
We have to get out of here. Come on. Together we can get that boat flipped over and get back into the water.
Well, what about the others?
I don't... What was that?
Gif? Is that you? Ms. Markham?
It's not them. It's not them.
Hold on a second.
They would have responded to your call if it was them. They would have said something.
Take it easy.
We have to get out of here. This house needs to come down now.
Yeah, about that.
Come on. The kitchen's right over there. There's a back door.
Get your
door.
Hands off
me. Come on.
Would you just calm down? You're jumping at creaking doors.
Just come on.
No. I'm going to find out what that is, and you're going to stay right here and calm down.
This is...
Honeywell, you are hysterical. And if you don't calm down right now, I'm making sure everyone in Customs and Border Patrol on both sides of the border knows about it. You understand? They'd give you a nickname like Scream Queen, and you know it would stick.
I hate you.
I'm just getting started. Now stay here.
I'm coming with you.
Suit yourself. Gif? Mrs. Markham?
It's so nice to get one moment and just crap.
JJ, have you seen Grandpa?
No, I've been hiding in here. Could I just get one moment?
I think he's left the building, and I'm not sure he remembered to get dressed.
Well, I'm sure we'll find him sooner or later. If he's walking naked down Main Street, there will be screams.
That's true. I think I'll look on the beach, then I'll listen for yelling.
Wait, did you get that thing done?
Hours ago.
Good. Wait a minute, what was I asking him about?
JJ, what are you doing?
I'm trying to drink coffee. I've been doing it for years. I just can't seem to manage today.
What?
What do you want, Abby?
Barb and Melanie are missing.
Grandpa's missing, too. Maybe they're all somewhere together.
I hope not. Major Rideau was naked the last time I saw him.
Well, stranger things have happened.
Stranger than what?
Stranger than three people going off together and getting naked.
JJ, one of those people is Barb.
Still and all, you never tan... Oh, good Lord, that image is in my head now.
I know, right?
I'm sure Barb and Melanie are fine. Maybe they went to their separate corners and want to come out fighting tomorrow.
I hope so. I'm going to look around the building once more to be sure.
Okay. Abby?
Yes?
What do you think about this Thanksgiving thing from Melanie?
Sounds fine. Why?
Nothing. Barb just seemed worried.
Oh, that's just the feud talking.
You think so?
Sure. Barb is just processing things in preparation for working with Melanie.
Oh, it's a relief. Barb was worried we'd all get poisoned.
Oh, but that's probably just because of that jail time Melanie served.
What?
I'm sure it's nothing.
Now the coffee's cold and inadequate. I wonder if I have any bourbon.
Shh! Shh! Yes! Shh! What are you doing?
I'm looking for whiskey, or maybe bourbon.
Oh, did you find any?
No.
Someone took it, then.
No, I've never had any liquor in this desk.
Then why did you look for it there?
Well, this is the kind of desk private eyes are always sitting behind in movies, and they usually have liquor in the desk drawer.
And you were just hoping liquor would appear because it was the right kind of desk.
Well, the desk did have this gun. See?
Good. Hold on to that piece. We might need it.
Did Cody find you? He was concerned you might be naked.
I'll find him in a bit. We'll need to round everyone up and create a battle plan.
Thank you for putting on clothes, by the way.
Unnecessary evil. I had to go off into the woods, and it's tick season.
Ah.
They like the soft flesh around the genitalia, you know?
I did not know. Perhaps we could move on with this.
Yeah, you asked me to look into the equipment.
How is it?
Good! Better than it's been in years.
That's good.
That's terrible!
What?
A system this old should have three or four things wrong with it at all times. Cody's a genius, but he can't keep things running this smoothly, not for this long.
What are you saying?
There's something going on here, son. I don't know what it is, but I have a general idea. 14 degrees, 16 minutes north.
That's your general idea.
No, that's where I found it.
Found what?
The clue. Here.
What is it?
Don't know, but I found it in the woods at 14 degrees, 16 minutes north.
And how did you know to look at those exact coordinates?
I played a hunch.
I've never seen anything like this.
Nor I. I sent a sample of this metal to a friend in Ottawa, but my guess is he won't be able to identify it.
What do you mean?
Hold on to your hat. I think that hunk of metal is not of this earth.
Are you saying this is alien technology?
What else?
Just about anything else, really.
Son, you're not from here. You don't know this town's many secrets. Icebox ain't normal.
Okay, I did know that.
But something happened here 40 years ago no one has managed to explain, and I'm afraid it might be coming home to roost.
What are you saying?
This Jennifer girl, you say she just showed up one day?
That's right.
And she fixed everything. She saved your bacon in the middle of a crisis, a ghost crisis.
Yeah?
Doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
Wait, you mean to tell me Jennifer is... What are you meaning to tell me?
When you called me, you were worried she was a spy. I think she might be just that, son, but not for our friends at the FCC.
You can't seriously think that Jennifer is an alien.
I don't know, but I'm going to ask her that very question.
You are?
I am. At Thanksgiving dinner, Melanie invited me too.
What? What about in the meantime?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine. She seems like a nice girl. Well, if you'll excuse me, this jumpsuit is chafing.
Well, wait! Coffee was ice cold before. Now it's boiling hot. And it was sitting right next to that thing Major brought in.
This has been Radio Icebox, Season 1, Episode 6, entitled Naked Grandpa. Starring Ayla McIntosh as Abby, Cody Boyer as Cody, and Jeffrey Adams as JJ. Also starring Victoria Olson as Barb, Karen Schickel as Melanie, and Declan Lothian as Grandpa Rideau. Direction and post-production by Jeffrey Adams. The song this week was Will the Circle Be Unbroken, performed by Slewgrass, the family bluegrass band. Hear more of their great music at slewgrass.com. The Radio Icebox Playhouse theme is Monkeys Spinning Monkeys by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. The radio play this week was part one of Wolf House by Jeffrey Adams and was originally produced by Radio Icebox in 2010. Check the feed in 2 weeks for the exciting conclusion to our story. Radio Icebox Season 1 is made possible in part by the voters of Minnesota through a grant from the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, thanks to appropriations from the Minnesota State Legislature's General and Arts and Cultural Heritage Funds.